I want to bring in now Garrett Ziegler. He was in the Trump White House. Actually, he was over with Peter Navarro. These guys were grinding. One thing about the Navarro shop, as we called it, they worked 7 days a week for 4 years. Peter Navarro is in that place every day. Ziegler, all these guys grinding out to defect, to protect working class Americans. Garrett, thank you very much. You're head of Marco Polo Research now. I want to tee it up. We got about 3 minutes in this segment. I want to just toss the ball to you. Then I'm going to bring you back after the break. And, of course, our own Natalie Winters. This is a 600-page report you did? You literally took the laptop or the whole Hunter Biden situation and kind of broke it down and did really a compilation of research on this. Walk us through what this report is and then start walking us through the report.
So we developed a nonprofit to do this report, and basically it's a comprehensive dossier on the device. There's about a half a dozen to a dozen exclusives in it for reporters, but mostly it is a sort of a historical document to take someone through the suppression operation, the letter by the former spooks, and all of the crimes on the device. We have a small subsection. I've been watching your show the last couple of days. We have a small subsection on pure degeneracy, but that's in the end notes, and that's only about 30 pages. The vast majority of the report is crimes, business-related crimes, sex-related crimes, and drug-related crimes, because there's a lot of people out there who see the ridiculous, embarrassing photos of Hunter and don't realize that he committed the exact same crimes that they got Paul Manafort for, FARA violations. It was his business model. And so I, with two private investigators, an attorney, an accountant, and a digital forensics person, put together this 630-page tome. And basically, it is what we think – let's put it this way. There hasn't been one left-wing debunking of the report yet. We've got about 20 to 20
– yeah. This is the amazing thing. You guys put it out there a couple of months ago now, as I remember correctly, right?
And October 19th, over a month.
Over a month, and the mainstream media immediately, because if it had been shoddy, and we know your level of detail that you get into, if it had been shoddy, they would have been all over ripping, because in 600 pages, clearly going to make some mistakes. They went crickets on it. That's when you know you got something. Walk me through. We're going to go to break, but just walk me through the team again. Because CBS, Catherine Herridge is running around. She got the knitted brow, and she's got, you know, she got. Walk me through your team that went through this, sir.
Yeah, that was a pretty pathetic limited hangout she did. I reached out to her in January, and she didn't want to work with us. And I offered to not put my name into it, right? Because she didn't want to be working with a former Trump official. So I am a young guy, and I knew that there was a lot in this laptop, including the secret alias email address that Joe used. And I know you know about this, but for all your listeners, there was an email address, robert.l.peters@pci.gov, that Joe Biden used. Literally the exact same thing that Hillary did, except this one wasn't stored in a server in a closet. This was actually set up by the government. And we go into this in the report. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is because...
Yeah. Here, go ahead. I tell you, Gary... Hang on, we're going to take a commercial break. Okay. I want to go back to Garrett. Garrett, so it's 600 pages. I just want to make sure people understand this. This is totally free. You've got it up online, and people can access this?
Yep. Just go to MarcoPoloUSA.org. It's been online since October 19th, and we are printing physical copies, but that's going to come later this month. And, you know, just before we go on to the report again, I wanted to say that, you know, I have a little bit of a different take of why – the mainstream press and the former spooks had such a Pavlovian dog-like response to this story because I think they're terrified that they're going to be implicated in it because it's not just about Hunter and Joe, although those are the two main actors. It's really a universe of grifters and hangers-on. And, you know, we put up this site, BidenLaptopEmails.com, Steve. There's 129,000 emails on there. People were searching for their name. We went into the server and found that a state legislator in California was looking to see if she had emails on this laptop. So I think this whole universe of lobbyists and influence peddlers are worried that looking into this laptop is going to reveal their schemes and their grifts. That's why there's such a response.
You've hit the main point of this. This investigation, when it starts and it's public, and it's going to take a while to get it all organized, but the hearings with Bob Alinsky, it's not simply about the Bidens. It is, and their criminality, and Garrett can walk you through chapter and verse, and Natalie. But it's also going to say this when people talk this cute phrase, the swamp, this is the thing itself. This is kind of the ether of it. You're going to get to see it all. And here's what you're going to see. They're selling you out And these are the national security. They're selling you out every day to the Chinese Communist Party. You're being sold out now. There's Ukraine and some other thing, but they're selling you out to an existential threat in this country. And the reporter said the other day, "What isn't this? Isn't this about 2017?" Well, hey, a lot of it's going to be and should be about when the guy was a sitting vice president and in charge of the pivot to Asia. A lot of what you're going to see in this report is when Obama designated him to be the front man and to negotiate with Xi. That's why Xi's his buddy. That's why you see him rubbing up on Xi all the time with the big hand, and he's all – they're all good. They're good together, and they're going to make things right. It's 100%. Walk me through. When you say crimes, that's a pretty – not just corruption and grift. When you say crimes, let's leave the personal fallibility of his sexual perversion aside. Let's just talk about the financial crimes that you guys have uncovered.
Yeah, that's a good question. We put 100 pages just to influence peddling, which means these things are gross, they're corrupt, but we couldn't find a statute that they violated. So by crimes, I mean literally for 13 months, we went through the U.S. code and block by block. So, for example, a lion's share of the federal felonies that Hunter and his business associates committed, because he wasn't smart enough to put together these deals, he just made the intros, was FARA violations, Foreign Agent Registration Act, which your viewers know of, but some people may not. And Hunter committed over 24 of those in 6 different countries, meaning principals from 6 different countries. Tax evasion, and because of the FARA violations, money laundering. You know well the $1 million retainer that he received from Patrick Ho. Hunter didn't spend a day in court. All he did was introduce Ho to white shoe attorneys at Edward Krieger and Kim in Manhattan. And so the standard for inclusion in this report is two separate pieces of evidence, because we know that Jimmy Biden and Joe love to say that they have plausible deniability in something. So if we just included one, they could always say, well, Garrett, you know, you're interpreting this wrong. I really meant to say this. And they always talk in code. They always use initials. They always use aliases. And so every time we see that there was a crime or a regulation violated, we have two pieces of evidence. So, for example, the crime on the screen right there, this is what Jack Maxey, he didn't help me, he actually hates me, but one thing he has done good is talked about the backdating of the financial documents. These are SEC documents that Eric Schwerin and Joe, along with their now deceased, conveniently, accountant Bill Morgan, they conspired to backdate the documents that their broker dealer RSPI submitted to FINRA and the SEC. Most people would go to the pen for this or pay severe civil fines. How Eric Schwerin has not been indicted yet is beyond me. And this report is basically trying to put David Weiss and all of these prosecutors at the District of Delaware in a corner to say, if you give Hunter a plea deal and slap him on the wrist, this is going to be the most pathetic limited hangout in U.S. history.
I just want to go before, and we'll have you back on to go through in more detail, but essentially the business model, Joe Biden's the asset they got to monetize. Jim Biden, his brother, is kind of the brains, to the degree that they're brains in this operation. He's kind of the brains. And Hunter's the new business guy. He's drinking what the client's drinking. He's just out as kind of the golden retriever to go find things and bring them opportunities and bring them back, of which those guys figure out how to monetize them. Is that essentially the business model?
Yes, and he's the schmoozer. Hunt, we over a decade of this guy's materials on the laptop, I did not find one Excel document. He can't do a pivot table to save his life. I'm not sure Hunter can do long division. So he's not doing any work. You know, when I was a boy, I thought that the compensation would be tied to value creation. I've not seen any evidence that Hunter can put together a pitch deck at all. He knows zero about private equity.
He's only part of all these huge private equity funds. Garrett, how do people get to this report over the holiday weekend, right? If you watch, you know, after you spend enough quality time with the family, you might want to go on and check this thing out. It's voluminous, it's detailed, it's documented. Where do they go to get this? And if they want to order a physical copy, where do they go?
Thank you, Steve. Yes, it's on MarcoPoloUSA.org. You can read a free PDF copy. We are going to be printing physical copies because I love to be able to read a physical book, MarcoPoloUSA.org, a wonderful reader view that people can access, all free. We're a charity. We're a 501c3. I'm not sure how Joe's people didn't stop that at the IRS, but we are, and it's 6 guys and me, and I'm the youngest. The other folks are phenomenal.
What's your social media?
just Garrett Ziegler on True Social. It's just Garrett Ziegler, two R's, two T's. And
okay, Garrett. Go ahead.
I was just going to say all the social media for our nonprofits on MarcoPoloUSA.org, and people can go there. One last thing. We have an insider, JP Morgan, that gave us five suspicious activity reports. These are bank documents submitted to the U.S. Treasury Department. We redacted nothing. You'll see wire transfers to Eastern European women. Hunter Biden, this is not a speculation. He literally committed sex trafficking at least four times. We can verify. And that's based on the SARS, not my opinion. So that's pretty incredible stuff.
This is why Comer said sex trafficking the other day, correct? That shocked everybody.
Yes.
That's why. Okay, fine. I'm gonna have you back on for that. Let's leave the audience hanging. This is why Comer said and sex trafficking.
Yep.
Because of that documentation. Garrett, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me on. Appreciate it.